The Christ consciousness serves the gold ray by carrying forth the circle of light and creating soul-to-soul unity so that all minds unify in one harmonious purpose throughout the many dimensions. Please realize that your brother, Jesus, is a Christed being also intent on bringing you into the circle of light, and through higher mind-soul groups, to impart knowledge and activate the eternal love embrace of peace and grace. Since the silver ray's greater entrance into this dimension at the time Halley's Comet affected planet Earth in 1985-86, its purpose has been to teach humanity how to heal itself. It does this by bringing the divine empowerment energy of self-healing and self-attunement that all must use to cleanse and heal themselves for the upcoming ascension. So beloveds, I serve the great rays of gold and silver today as I hope each of you will want to do, so that we can be connected in the immediate focus of healing humanity and planet Earth. Perhaps you will understand that in order to come into the negativity on Earth long ago to awaken, inspire, and assist humanity's remembrance of its part in the Creator's plan, I needed assistance in order to accomplish my purpose. It was my energy relationship with Archangel Michael, that empowered my Earth life and final resurrection. This is, of course, the same Great One who has now come forth to call all beings in this galaxy back into the circle of light, reminding them that souls must now choose their affiliations of either light or darkness. Lord Michael carries the transmutable blue flame composed of ultraviolet, infrared, gamma rays, and all other levels of electromagnetic energy beyond your visible spectrum. These blue flame components are best described as creative aspects of the great central sun of this universe, not just your galactic central sun, that are now sending forth a laser beam of fire to activate all souls to join the legions of light. Because of Lord Michael's current energy magnification, heaven's angelic chords and choruses are bringing the harmonious voices of radiant love to flood humanity, the planet, and all life forms upon her surface. There are also those of inner worlds and other planes of existence, being affected. Indeed, those of higher consciousness are rejoicing that he is further empowering the harmonic convergence of space-time relationship in the galaxy and universe, not merely Earth and your solar system. Thus we of the many mansions are much more aligned for your good than has happened for thousands of years, especially since the July 1994. Comet fragment penetration into Jupiter. See the earlier illustrations about the comet effects on Jupiter. Therefore, I have asked our beloved Lord Michael to share with you how he and the angels can help those in human bodies, by describing how he aided me during my own earthly sojourn. Before continuing my own remarks, then, please breathe deeply for several moments as you prepare to greet Archangel Michael. Then invite him to share with you his own perception of how he came to help me during my physical embodiment on Earth. Archangel Michael's message: greetings to you, beloved of the light. I am Archangel Michael, Christ of your universe, bringing my protector energy through the transmutable blue flame to neutralize all levels of negativity within the planes or dimensions of living entities throughout this universe. I come to restore life and bring equilibrium unto the souls that are ready to create the ascension flame, vibration, and reclaim peace. In that evolution I am gathering the Christed ones in their perfection of spirit to uplift and create other worlds. I come to restore balance so that the living Creator can see its own reflection personified through all of its legions of light which reign throughout all the celestial, angelic, spiritual, solar and galactic kingdoms. The element I use to transmute negativity and to overview the universe lies within the capacity of fire, understood as proton, electron, and neutron energy, originating in the central sun. This fire element also manifests itself through the electromagnetic fields of cross currents of various coding systems of frequencies, color, light, and sound. The latter is the universal language of the spiritual domains. The central sun of the universe is symbolic for the living Creator, which is only a personification of itself in its own energy expressed for all to behold. This Creator is far greater than any symbol known or given unto man, or known within the many inner dimensions, and although its many creations are powerful, yet none of us can behold or see the great Almighty. Nonetheless, because of the Holy Trinity, there is a key for all souls to obtain that which is mind, power, and will. Through the usage of this key, all souls can find their way back to the source from which they separated within the multiples of forms and expressions throughout the omniverse of oneness. For those within the Trinity who chose to oppose, or separate into duality, such as those called Satan, void of light, or evil, certain crystalline dimensional limitations, barriers, or energy grids were created to restrict the Prince of Darkness on Earth. For example, an energy grid called the Angles of the Tetra was created by means of a geometrical crystalline energy rope or thread. This light grid currently surrounds the Earth's atmosphere as a fence or boundary until the tests of learning can be passed or realized by all souls, through the ascension flame. Only by a positive vibratory frequency, then, could each soul advance through that energy grid boundary back into higher light realms while the negative ones remained under restraint. Many spiritual teachers and holy ones have descended into Earth's place of darkness to increase the light here and teach the ascension process, but because progress has been slow, another plan came to be tried, which I shall now briefly describe and which many of you will fully understand. To assist humanity, the higher lords of time gathered and decided that the Christ consciousness energy of divine thought would send a being to Earth who would hold a physical body and yet breathe the breath of the divine flame. He would hold to steadfastness and show the physical world how love is manifested within, and then expressed through both thoughts and deeds. By his model, the law of one would be taught, and through his demonstration he would advance many into the higher regions, to restore the souls into the path of their salvation. Therefore, one being called Micah was appointed to go to Earth and be this master of divine thought to express the ultimate of the divine. This one is known to you as my son Micah, or personification, appearing as the energy of the eternal light as Jesus the Christ, meaning Jesus the divine thought of eternal light expressed and manifested into form. He would walk the earth showing the grace of God, the love, light, and law of God for all to behold and to emulate. He would demonstrate the powers of light, and teach man to find the true path of the living God, that resides within, also known as the Father, Mother. As it was said, "It is not I who doth these things but the Father, or living God, within me." I was given the appointment to reside within the eternal grace, called the living light within him, and it was my voice that assisted him in following the divineness of his soul. I came to him in many ways throughout his manifestations of truth, inspired thought, and the gifts that he showed man on the earth plane. I was sent to him and I appeared as the holy dove when he was baptized by John the Baptist, thus gifting him with the eternal flame of the divine, or as it was spoken, the Holy Spirit, which is the breath of God. That spirit entered into him, connecting his physical, emotional, mental and spiritual embodiments as one. I also came to assist and guide him through the trials of separation, earth embodiment, that he might have the strength to hold the oneness while walking and teaching those on earth to find the kingdom of heaven. Through his demonstrations of spirit, we hope to restore within the human consciousness the pathway back home to the eternal grace of divine love. Many were concerned that the message and model of Micah, as Christ Jesus, had not penetrated deeply enough in the sleeping souls trapped in flesh. Many feared that humanity would never wake up and return home. Still, we have continued to persevere on behalf of all separated souls everywhere in the galactic kingdoms, including those on planet Earth. In Jesus and others, you have consistent helpers whose constant request in all higher councils is, help their souls. Thus, as the light now comes to you to increase your energy levels into higher vibratory frequencies, you must make this final choice to serve the Creator's goals. Because there will very likely be a continued upgrading in consciousness throughout your quadrant of the galaxy, it could be quite a lengthy wait for those souls who miss this spiral of the positive ascending energies. Therefore, make your choice to be with this present spiral, beloveds. I will assign a high teacher, guide to each of you who accepts. Then do not delay. Join with us now. And so mote it be. I am Michael, Jesus continues. Now that you understand that the negative beings are banished by Archangel Michael and sealed on Earth under a high vibratory frequency grid of sacred light, You will understand why so many people seem to be sleeping here, or even involved in cruel and evil deeds. There has been a low vibration that does not encourage spiritual behavior. However, at this particular moment there are many souls of light who have chosen to come into life here to help provide a broader base of light, knowing that a long-desired plan of reclamation was scheduled to occur. They are, in a sense, heavenly teachers who will assist in the human evolutionary phase called the Second Coming. Most of you reading this material, for example, are of that group, or you are one whose soul has longed to return to the Creator's warmth and forgiveness through the sacred gift I have called grace. Therefore, Lord Michael, many angels, the Ascended Masters and I will be fervently guiding your path if you request it. Many times this commandment has been spoken, dear ones, love God with all your heart and mind and your brothers and sisters as yourself. It was with this ancient truth that I, and many others, came to teach everyone on earth that you can be made whole again by the required change of heart and application of the basic spiritual principles. The earth's population, then, is presently composed of negative ones who persist in evil, unloving deeds. Those who are awakening back to spiritual integrity from a long, unconscious sleep. And those who have volunteered their light in the salvation of planet Earth. Upon your streets, then, there is great diversity in what we call consciousness. Those who are sensitive to energy, in fact, can see, hear, or feel the variations of this consciousness as they go about their daily activities. The quality of each person's energy intention is obvious, like an identifiable aroma called a stench or its opposite, a perfume. Then with the many gifts of energy that we are now bringing to our dedicated light servers and to the many awakening souls who long for home, the balance of decency and honor is swinging more and more to heaven's favor. Many people know something unique is happening as time seems to shrink, creating an unusual sense of urgency. You may be sure that Archangel Michael's final call, warning, or reminder, that all must choose their commitment to the light, if they wish grace, will only intensify each soul's restlessness until the promise of an added teacher, guide is made real through your free will request. Given this critical offer of restitution and potential resurrection which is stirring inside of each being, many unusual opportunities for manifestation will occur. This stirring is caused by the amplified power of the great archangels of many dimensions, especially Michael. Indeed, your future on Earth lies in the realm of incredible probabilities and potentials. It is, beloveds, in this state of open perception and surrendered, erroneous beliefs, that miracles occur. Miracles will occur because each soul may now have additional guides assigned to it, some from very high angelic dominions, to make ascension as joyful as possible. For those who serve the light, and are moving into group endeavors as a way of life, exponential changes can occur. So the question naturally arises, how can anyone prepare for the future during these extraordinary circumstances? Is there any security to be had from material possessions, bank accounts, employment, pensions, and so forth? Your questions come to us constantly, every instant you ask, what should I do? Where should I go? Your prayers, pleas and petitions are unending, which is why I am quickly updating this book's contents. As your souls feel the intensity of this spiritual shift in consciousness, your personalities are often stricken with the fear of change. Having walked upon the earth, I can relate to these uncontrolled emotions that you let control your lives, thereby causing harm to yourself and others. The prescription for healing this fear is in your own hands and must be healed by your own efforts and introspection.